right, all right. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I am Mo. Sorry that I wasn't here last week. I was really tired. On that note, we are in the throes of final season, and I just want to wish you all luck, because me personally, you know, I feel like I've already failed the two that I've taken, but, you know, two down, so that's something to be happy about. So, today, since we're all, and by we all, I mean me, we're all a little brain fried, and losing our minds, I think I'm gonna let the music do most of the talking, but of course I will interject, because I literally cannot help myself. But the theme for music for today is, give me a drum roll, songs I really like right now. Ooh, the crowd goes wild. Okay, I know it might not be my most creative theme, if you will, but I feel like it's a good way to keep you guys updated on my life, and like, I don't know, just to occasionally play some songs that I'm super into, and like, songs that I'm into right now, like this semester, and specifically the past 2 to 3 weeks. Because I usually try to rotate song choices a little bit every month, just to keep things new, you know? Okay, so first up, we have a little existential classic by Lorde. And I would just like to make it clear that I am not endorsing or promoting her behavior in the song. I just like the song and how she sings it. And once you hear it, I hope you do too. This is Stone at the Nail Salon by Lorde.
Bone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen, just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong. I love this life that I have, the vine hanging over the door, and the dog who comes when I call. But I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. My heart, blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses, and all the times they will change, it'll all come around.
Maybe I
time to cool it down, whatever that means. Spend all the evenings you can with the people who raised you, 'cause all the times they will change, it'll all come around.
Look me in the eye, and I swear I'll listen to you.
All right, that was It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz. Full disclosure, I have been listening to a lot of Lenny Kravitz's music lately. I feel like my generation might know his daughter a little better, Zoe Kravitz. But I was reminded of him while I was watching The Hunger Games the other night, because, you know, the new movie and there's all the hype, whatever, but I haven't actually seen the new movie. I just went back and watched the old ones. But if you didn't know, he plays Cinna, the stylist. One of the best characters in the movies, like one of my personal favorites. I cannot lie. But it reminded me that, like, he does more than just act. So I've been listening to this and some of his other music, but actually listen, because he's kind of really good. Hot take. No, not a hot take, I feel. Okay. Okay, so this next song is by Girl House. I've also been listening to them a ton. I love both the production and the lyrics in their songs. This song has a really compelling beat, and I like when lyrics, like, tell a story. Like, I pick up on the vibe, you know what I mean? And the title is so fun. So that just adds to it. I love a catchy title. What can I say? So this is Paul Blart Mall Cop by Girl House.
So bad, I started praying. I don't believe in God or anything like that. I guess I needed something to get out of my head again. Get me out of my head. Yeah. sugar shack smell in my hair dream. Take me there, I'll have eyes that have seen the wilds of Pennsylvania in the winter time. Do you believe me when I say I'll miss you when I'm gone? It's true, there's no use in denying I'll be tapping you for more. Suck on my sweet tooth till I'm sore. Won't you take me to the 24th floor? Where the air is clear and I can see you. The sun is rising in the east. I'll swing my feet recklessly over the railing on the balcony as you kiss me goodbye. As you kiss me goodbye.
Right, that was Rat of the City by Sydney Gish. As any of my friends could tell you, I have been listening to an absurd amount of Sydney Gish. Like, I have just been consuming. And I mean, like, I love her. And I have since seventh grade. But she is so high up there as far as minutes listened to per week for me, at least the past two, that I don't know, it just feels crazy. But like I've said before, her songs feel to me quintessentially Northeast college student, getting by. This song has been especially speaking to me lately because I have been feeling like a rat of Boston, like in the metaphorical sense, you know, because whatever. But whew, let me just say, break cannot come soon enough, and I'm very excited for it. So that's all I'll say on the matter. So the next song I have for you is actually another one by Lord. I actually repeated artists a couple times this show, which usually I don't do, but well, if we're looking at my music habits, usually I focus in on a few artists and just like really play them for a couple weeks. They get a spotlight. But so anyway, so this song by Lord, I go through phases with it. Like sometimes I'll stop myself and I won't listen to it for like 3 months because I'm like, no, it's bad. It's bad for me. And then, you know, I'll listen to it every single day. And right now I'm in consuming it morning, noon, and night phase. And it's just because it's just so good. Like, it's heart-shattering, mesmerizing. It's just amazing. I'm sure a lot of you probably already know what I'm talking about, but yeah, this is Supercut by Lord.
Supercut of us. In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up. But when I reach for you, it's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you maybe might love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. All the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because of the moments I play in the dark. We were wild and fluorescent, come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Motion, I'm watching, I love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. All the moments I play in the dark. I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart. Cause in my head I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven.
In the small
right, that was Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool. They have a really, like, unique sound, but that's something I've really been enjoying lately. I've been kind of vibing with the slightly off-putting production. I don't know if you if you know what I mean, if that makes sense at all, but, like, it just kind of has a vibe to it that's like, oh, like it raises your eyebrows a tad, and I've been kind of vibing with that. I need to stop saying vibing so much. Anyway, so this next song is just iconic. Again, it has a slightly different sound than I would say a lot of music in general, or like mainstream music. It has more like a neo, well, Caroline Polachek, spoiler alert, that's who the song's by. It just has a very unique sound, and I hadn't really listened to her much before recently. I always knew who she was because she's just like an icon in the music world and like all worlds. But I just had never really listened to her music until I fell down a rabbit hole of her song Dang, which you should check out. That has a really unique sound, very like Sophie-esque. But I am not the first one to make that connection, so I'm not saying anything revolutionary. But I really like Miss Caroline's music. I just think it has a really nice, I think the depressing lyrics sort of contrasted with like the sort of like bouncy and like sample-y beat, because her songs always have a lot of samples, which a lot of people don't like. I quite enjoy. I think they add something. I big fan of Fiona Apple. I love when she has random dogs barking. I appreciated Mitski on the new album having some dogs. I love a good weird sample. I think it just adds to a song. Like, give me you screaming. Give me something weird. This song is not that weird though. It's just like a little different. And it also just, it's just a good song. Like, whatever. I talked about this one so much. Oh my god. Okay. Without further ado, this is So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings. It's her most famous one. Sue me. I know other ones too. Whatever. By Caroline Polachek. Yeah.
cause I'm still hanging around. I've heard so many rumors that I'm just a girl that you bang on your couch. I thought you thought of me better, someone you couldn't lose. You said we're not together, so now when we kiss I have anger issues. You said baby no attachment, but we're in a year. Maybe we'd have an apartment and you'd show me off to your friends at the pier. I know, baby, no attachment, but we're knee deep in the passenger seat and you're eating me out. Is it casual now? 2 weeks and your mom invites me to her awesome Long Beach. Is it casual?
Okay, so that was Casual by Chapel Roan. Rowan. I don't really have much to say other than wow, you know? She's just phenomenal. I mean, like, all of her music. I feel like probably most people have heard of her by now. She's gotten famous on TikTok a couple times for a few of her songs, but really her whole discography is really good. I mean, and I'm not the only one who thinks that. I feel like a lot of my friends think that, and just like society in general, but I feel like a lot of maybe people of like older generations don't really know of her, because I mean, she does talk about, you know, I don't know, racier topics, if you will, but I don't know. I feel like she's a pop icon now and like will be more in the future, at least I hope, because I think her lyricism is like on a whole nother level, especially for pop music. I think it's a lot of indie artists these days have like really hard-hitting lyrics, like blah 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 blah. It is hard to make a chorus, I feel, in a pop song, like a chorus that is so catchy yet also makes me want to bawl your eyes out, and I feel like she has perfected that art. in just like such a beautiful way. I mean, she's just so talented. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So now it's time for a quick PSA. And this one felt appropriate due to the fact that we currently have a flood warning, and I had to put my like computer and my backpack under my rain jacket on my way here because it was raining so hard. So here's a PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more than likely the rest of the year. Be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. This was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, on storm preparedness. So be sure to keep that in mind as the weather gets colder. You know, the climate also gets hotter. So just keep storms in the back of your mind, I suppose. I just wanted to let everyone know that at the same time next week, exactly, actually, pretty much, I will be flying home for winter break. Yay me. I know I get to leave a little bit earlier than some people, a little bit later than some, a little bit earlier than others. But I am so excited. I am so excited and so ready to go home. And it's not, no, I mean, you know, the semester's been rough. I feel like for everybody I've talked to, this semester has been brutal, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something in the air. But me personally, I'm very much looking forward to laying around, watching TV, having a private bathroom and shower available to me at all times. Stop. I could cry right this instant, actually. What else am I like most looking forward to? My car. Okay, yeah, I'm like my family and my friends, but I feel like that's boring. So no one wants to hear about that. I don't know. I feel like there's just so much to look forward to. And then I don't know if I'll have the same time next semester, but we'll see. I'll probably try to get it on a Monday, because otherwise wouldn't I have to change the name of the show to like whatever day of the week it's on? I feel like I would have to, but then would that ruin the vibe? Guys, let me know. Would it ruin the vibe? Do I have to have it be on a Monday? I feel like I could make it be on a Monday, but maybe not 4 to 5 a.m. if I can help it. But if not, you know, I've come to appreciate our time together, in some way. But okay, that's about all for me. So let's talk about the last song before I sign off for the evening and for the year. Oh my God. I'll see you guys next year. Am I right? Okay. I kind of like that joke. I know. Sue me. I think it's funny. Sorry. I think it's really funny. I think there's a way to do it. Like when all your teachers, whatever. Okay, I'm rambling at this point. But no, I'll see you guys after the break, which is kind of crazy to think about. It'll be like January. That's terrifying. Oh my God. This year has gone by actually so fast, and not fast enough, but you know what I mean? Like so fast. Anyway, this last song, it's just really been hitting lately. I love the singer. I think that her music is very witty. Like the way that she like structures her sentences, if that makes sense, I find very pleasing to the ear. She has a lot of hits that I really enjoy and I think are really relevant, especially for like a college student. I feel like a lot of music, you know, even ones like about love or like whatever, because you know, love is so much music is about love, but even her songs that like are about love still feel like they're done in a way that I'm like, oh, even if I don't relate to certain aspects of the song, I relate to other aspects. You know what I mean? I feel like she's a very, you know, 20s, late teens writer. Like, not that she has the skills. Well, I don't know how old she is, actually. I didn't do my research. Sorry. But I feel like she writes for that age group. Yeah. And I feel like she does it well. I feel like she does it really, really well. Okay. I think that's kind of all I have to say. I hope you guys enjoyed this semester with me. I'm excited to do, I hope I do another show next semester. I probably will, depending on my schedule. And I had a really great time. I love just being able to make you guys listen to my music. It feels so powerful and so fun. And like this was just a whole playlist full of songs I love. So this was just a really fun episode. Like, I always like the music I play. I wouldn't play music I didn't like, but this is these are songs that I'm like currently obsessed with. So this was just a really fun episode to do. Yeah, I don't know. I just hope you guys have a good break. Good luck on finals. Oh my God. If you're taking them, do better than I think I did. We've all got it, guys. We're so close. I'm Mo. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you sometime next Tuesday on a Monday. And this last song for the year for my show is Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin.
Straight back to you. I know where you live.
was Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you.